Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host, Sean Eubanks.
Thanks for joining us and welcome to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting. And on our show today, we have Phil Gibson, Vice President of Marketing with Essence. Essence is a high-tech developer and manufacturer of innovative products and solutions dedicated to helping small and large-scale indoor commercial growers of vegetables, flowers, and of course, cannabis to grow year-round safely and sustainably. The company takes pride in the reliability and ruggedness of its products. What separates good from great is the attention to detail, and they are 100% committed to bringing you the greatest they can achieve. Each module, grow system, and software package is tested with the most stringent quality assurance before being used by you. Phil Gibson is the Vice President of Marketing. He has 30 years of sales, marketing, and channel experience, and is known as the creator of Webinch, online design environment now owned by Texas Instruments. Previously, Phil held executive marketing positions at Infineon, TI, and National Semiconductor. With 7 patents in web technology, Phil is an expert in digital marketing and built his first website in 1995. Phil holds an MBA from the University of Southern California and a BSEE from UC Davis. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Sean. That's a heck of an intro.
Yeah, you're welcome. What's interesting here, I love the fact that you've come from, you have such a great pedigree, right? So companies, National Semiconductor, TI haven't acquired, it looks like. There's just a lot of, it's interesting that you're here in this space. So if we could, Phil, tell me what brought you to cannabis and what was the main driving factor there?
Well, I'm actually delighted to be in this space. I was doing a good deal of consulting after leaving my last position with Infineon Technologies, and that was primarily in the medical space, in cloud and security technology. And as I was doing that, I stumbled into this company that had this sensor-based, cloud-controlled grow environments that was working with leading-edge new technologies that's basically called aeroponics, which is sort of the most advanced form of growing using hydroponic technology, but letting plant roots hang in air and then just spraying the nutrients directly on them. And so anyway, I just stumbled into this thing and went, wow, that looks fantastic. And when I look at the growth trends of the potential of eliminating food deserts and producing food and the kind of growth in the world populations and how to address that, I get very excited about the company from that long-term standpoint. Bringing it back to cannabis, cannabis is the explosive opportunity in North America, and that's really just driven by the end of prohibition. So as that comes on and medical cannabis continues to make breakthrough after breakthrough, I'm very excited about that. So it kind of all just fell together, and I've never had more fun in a job. You know, the semiconductor space had gotten to be pretty mature, and it was the trade-off of, okay, do you just slowly fade out and retire to a beach in Maui, or do you look at something else? And this just came up, and it's really exciting. The technology and the company and the the trade shows in the cannabis space are more fun than almost anything I've ever done. So the personalities you meet are fantastic and eclectic and creative. And so I really enjoy interacting with people in this business.
I agree with you there, and I'm grateful that you jumped into this space. So thanks for not retiring quite yet. You tell me about, you were the creator of WebMensch, which is an online design environment now owned by Texas Instruments. What is that, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, WebMensch is just like you said. It's the ability to create an electronic system using the internet and simulate, play with it, cost it out. And do it all online. And the way that started was when I created the first website and started putting data books online back in 1995 and really started expanding to offering samples and things like that. Customers started saying, well, this is great, but I'd like to play with what you're doing before I have to actually buy the circuit and set it up. And so we started creating the ability to, as simple as specify what you wanted, input power, output power, and what your voltages were, and it would immediately create a circuit for you that you could visually play with. And using a dial, you could tune it for size, performance, cost, and it would dynamically go look up to all the internet resources in the world of suppliers for components that built those systems, and the algorithms would create a circuit for you that you could then order, and it would be shipped as a bill of material components overnight, and you could then solder that circuit together, and you'd have a working system that would power your electronic system within, 2 days, basically. So it was a very exciting trend. It took probably 5 years to create, but it's a very warm. It was a good way to get a customer to introduce themselves to you, let them use your tool, have you understand what their requirement was, and literally help them build something almost overnight. So it was a very good way to engage, provide a lot of value. It was easy for us to make it free because once you got done, you were buying components from us. So it was a great win-win for everybody. So we look at the Essence Grows environment in a very similar way. We provide the software and the management for a system to help you manage your operating system for your grow and to optimize your recipe for how you try to grow for that environment and optimize your yields and then crank up your velocity so you get more harvest per year and more turnaround in your rooms. And so that kind of building that intelligent cloud-based management of something physical is what we try to do. And then it's just aiming for results. It's trying to get those gigantic colas on the top of the plants and do it really fast and get people through harvest and right back in the next process overnight.
And so you also have the 7 patents in web technology. You talked a little bit how the WebMensch experience translates into this, but did any of those patents come along and have you been able to utilize some of that experience with Essence, or was it pretty much established when you got there?
Those patents are really tied to semiconductor electronics and electronic power supplies. And there is quite a bit of web technology in terms of user interfaces and things like that that are tied in there, the simplicity of turning a dial to execute electronic algorithms and things like that. But that is something where we'll begin to apply that in our business here. It's not as much in the cannabis space, but certainly in the fresh produce space. We've got roughly 60 different nutrient and irrigation and lighting recipes for accelerating the growth of food crops and varieties, and we have those for cannabis as well. And so those recipes can be deployed to any of a customer's grow environments, and they can, with the push of a button, start growing a catalog of varietals. So they can grow lettuce in one column and tomatoes in the next and jalapenos in the next, and they can switch between those based upon the optimization for the market and what the best profit mix is for them. So we're applying that kind of knowledge and thought process to cannabis to try and look for innovative ways to help people manage their business better. And so that's kind of where I apply it. It's just, I think it's more the having the experience and the knowledge of what could be done to make this business more successful for our customers. And then how do you do that with web technology? And so that's a lot of what we're trying to do.
So what percentage of your business with Essence is cannabis related versus other vegetables and plants?
Today it's about 50-50, and I think that's kind of natural as we're starting up. Our business is only fresh produce in China, and so we have an online Eat Fresh subscription business in China, and so people subscribe to pure, fresh, grown inside a clean room, zero heavy metals, no pesticides, produce. And then they have a box of vegetables and lettuce delivered to their door that's sealed in plastic containers hermetically so that when they open it, it's perfectly fresh and they can really trust the quality and the liveliness of that product. So we, in China, have a good subscription business going in the city of Shanghai, and that's really our prototype for getting that rolling. As we move to here in the U.S., the business is really focused on cannabis, and so my revenue and customer base and activities here in the U.S. is all cannabis, and it's aimed primarily at the West Coast. So our strongest position is in Washington, Oregon, and California. And as we move into next year, 2018, then I'll bring the fresh produce business here to the U.S. And at that time, we'll take advantage of a lot of the learnings we've had in China, but really, you know, Americanize the platforms and our smart farms and really bring those to market. So it'll be kind of exciting as we get a mix in the business. Long-term globally, the fresh produce business is very exciting and is needed everywhere as populations grow and they need more and more food. But cannabis is a great way to jumpstart the business and fund the revenue line and continue to make investments. And it's another great plant that we can grow successfully. So I do see a lot of crossover between the two businesses. So things we learn about fast turns and management in the cannabis space and capacity utilization in warehouses and things like that, we absolutely can bring over to the fresh produce space and vice versa. So things we learn about nutrient tuning and grow cycles in the fresh produce space, we can bring back to the cannabis space. So it's been fun to take advantage of both.
Excellent. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Phil Gibson, who is the Vice President of Marketing with Essence. During the break, please check out their website, www.aessencegrows.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body, it's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Running a successful cannabis business isn't easy. Successful businesses need to have strong people to achieve long-term results. At Live Advisors, we believe people are the heart of business, and training people can help you infinitely grow your business. Learn more about our offerings at liveadvisors.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Blunt Business on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Streamwise Consulting, and we have been speaking with Phil Gibson, Vice President of Marketing with Essence. Welcome back, Phil.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
All right, so why aeroponic systems? Kind of give us the basics of that and why it's important and why you think that's the way to go.
Well, aeroponics is the most advanced version of hydroponics, and if you kind of go through the growing pyramid, you start in soil and people are growing in dirt, and then they decide they'd like to make it a little more efficient, and they move over to coco or something like that, and their own irrigation process for that, and they start automating irrigation, and then each time as you kind of move through these steps, you get better productivity and more yields. And then you move to maybe hydroponics. You try a liquid medium. A lot of people historically got into hydroponics and they struggled with the complexities of keeping pHs normal and how do you manage the nutrient mix and how do you keep it optimized for your process? What happens when the fungus starts to grow in the water? So there's a lot of challenges to hydroponics. But you do get much better, much faster growth and better yields. So it had an upside and it had some challenges. Aeroponics adds more challenges to it in that the roots are dangling in the air and they're being sprayed with your nutrient fertilizer fertigation mix. And they need time to dry between cycles. They need time to absorb the oxygen and the nutrient salts and convert those into valuable carbohydrates and sugars for the canopy and push that up in the canopy. And that whole process has to be managed. And so we have really automated all of that through sensors and software. So the sensors basically check your recipe mix in the water and based on what your electrical conductivity is, they manage the nutrients to fit exactly the fertigation recipe you want. They then start the irrigation cycle, run that down, all your plants getting exactly the same nutrient process. And they're getting that through little nozzles that surround the roots of the plants as they're dangling in the trays. And once that irrigation process is done, all that water cycles back to the start. The pH balance is managed with pH up or pH down. And then the nutrient mix is resampled, rebalanced to exactly your nutrient recipe. And then your irrigation cycle starts again on your preferred cycle of irrigation. So that can be once every 3 minutes, once every 15 minutes. We have some customers that like to really dry things out and stress the plants to push the terpene growth. And so they sometimes let it go to 2 hours. So it's all these kind of options that you have. And if you had to manage that personally, it would be a real challenge. But with software and a user interface, you just click a few buttons, set your timing for irrigation cycles, for your nutrient recipe loads, for your pH targets, your oxygenation, your CO management in the room, your lighting cycles for on-off cycles. So all of that can be managed through one simple interface, and the aeroponics complexity becomes pretty straightforward, and you don't have to worry about it. The engine runs. So as you mentioned at the start of the show in the intro, the reliability of this system is really a key thing. People have to be able to trust that this thing will run and grow plants. So why would you go to all that complexity? The advantage is yield. So we routinely drive 18 pounds a tray or 18 pounds of light out of the system. And that is sort of a benchmark standard. And the way we get there is with a grow cycle that's typically 8 weeks for the strains that we grow, a bloom cycle. We get 3 pounds a tray out of those grow cycles. So 3 pounds a tray, 6 times a year, you get 18 pounds per tray of trim, dry bud that you can then go to market with. So it's a very high yielding process, very robust, very reliable, and you can trust it. And so the software that sort of manages that growth and complexity and makes it simple, it also keeps you up to date. So the Guardian Grow Manager not only manages the operating system of the grow, it also notifies you when, okay, your pH down bottle needs to be replaced. And it says, go to room 3, go to column number 2, and replace the pH down bottle number 6. And that way, you've got a to-do list that comes out of the system regularly. You got the monitoring of all that activity, and the advantage that all of that gets logged up into the cloud, so you can also then replay your recipes and decide on which one you want to deploy to new rooms. You can have different recipes or different strains. It really depends on, you know, the artistry starts to come out of the infrastructure, and the person that's growing can really begin to tune exactly what they want to push in their grows. And so that's kind of the way that works. But the advantages are there from an aeroponics standpoint. It's about 15 to 20% faster growth than you'll see in hydroponics, just because of the optimization of the oxygen levels, the nutrient perfection. But hydroponics is probably 20 to 30% faster than growing coco. So you really have some upsides in yields and output by stepping into this newer technology.
Right. You clearly get to the 18 pounds per light, which is, when people hear that number, they probably freak out, or maybe even sometimes just dismissive about it, thinking it's not possible. Then you break into it. And so with aeroponics being the highest level of cultivation, I mean, let's just, it's really technical and can be overwhelming and a little bit intimidating. And I'm glad you guys are in the business of teaching people how to do that. But for someone who doesn't understand it, talk to me about aeroponic nutrient dosing and how do you optimize that? Because right now, our listeners might have a view of just roots exposed and then just spray coming into the plant. And they think, as a cultivator, how do I control that? How do I handle runoff? What's going on with this, the logistics of how this system works?
Yeah. So as an operator, you basically have your reverse osmosis water, or if you have a really great water source, you put 50 gallons or so of water into the nutrient dosing tub that's at the head of the train of machines. And so a typical installation for a column would be, you'd have one matriarch, or the dosing tub, at the start, and that would drive up to 10 nutrient dosing bays or lights trays in a column, and that would be 4 feet wide by 50 feet long. And so as the you take your clones and put them into your grow slots, you'd have roughly 20 plants that are growing in a tray under one light in a sea of green configuration. And once you've pulled them from veg into your tray, you start there with your original grow. The roots that are dangling down are dangling in air, so they have surplus oxygen for the photosynthesis process that they need to take advantage of. And that oxygen is combined with water for moisture at the root surface level, and the nutrient salts that come from your nutrient dosing bay. And so the salts, we normally use a 4-part mixture, so it's different ratios of nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, and then of course calcium, magnesium, iron. But those are all managed for you from the recipe standpoint, so that the dosing to keep the salt levels at just the right recipe level, normally 700, 800 parts per million, that is ideal for the growing process of photosynthesis for cannabis. And so that management of exactly that recipe is all done, all that complexity is hidden from you. All you do is put the jugs in, load the water, start the process, and the Guardian Grow Manager software, using a tablet or your phone or a desktop, would then tell you how the normalization is going. Okay, the electroconductivity is reaching the right point, the pH is reaching the right point. Okay, at this point, we're going to start the irrigation cycle. And at any time, you can lift up the lid and look at the irrigation and see how it's doing for your plants. But the plants will almost immediately start to show you with their growth that it's doing well. And those plants then start to take off. And their growth is the sugars that can be used for growth and plant development that come from the photosynthesis process of converting carbon dioxide and the carbohydrates from the roots into sugars that the plant needs for growth. That's all done at the leaf level in the canopy. So as that canopy creates those things, it pushes them down to the roots. There's more growth. The roots go, oh, I don't have any resistance from soil, so I can expand to have as much root surface area as I want. So you look under the tray and you'll see these roots just expanding like mad into the tray, and you end up with these huge wigs underneath these plants in a very short period of time. And there's all kinds of pictures of that on our website. But that root surface area starts to absorb the nutrients, absorbs the water, absorbs the oxygen, creates the benefits for the canopy, pushes it up into the canopy. The canopy runs photosynthesis with light energy, reconverts that to sugars for the plant growth, and the plant continues to expand its canopy and its bud growth above line. It says, I'm hungry, I need more. The roots then extend their surface and get more, and it just kicks that whole photosynthesis growth process into overdrive. And that's why you get 40% faster growth out of aeroponics relative to other alternatives.
Okay. And then, so we know that rapid aeroponic growth happens, yield and profits. Tell me about no pesticides and no pesticide residue and how you have an advantage there.
Well, we can go in greenhouse or outdoor facilities as long as they have a good controlled pest management process, but that's really an operational business management issue. We're ideally an indoor grow facility, and we really help people and work with them to make sure that they've got a good positive airflow pressure room. They don't have any wood residuals in their infrastructure. They've got good sealed walls and sealed floors, and with the positive airflow pressure, as long as people are not in the room with the door standing open all the time, you aren't going to get a lot of pests into your room. And so as a result, you really don't need to use pesticides to try and protect your rooms. If you do get an outbreak, then you use neoprene or something like that, but in a good pest management process with sealed rooms, inherently, aeroponics doesn't introduce anything into the room. So the number one vector you've got for pest management is really soil. So if you eliminate soil completely from the process, you're not shipping in 2 tons of new soil when you turn a good-sized room, and you're not shipping out 2 tons of soil. And so you don't have this big doors open for a long period of time to get a lot of pests introduced into a room, and you stay out of there. So what we find with our growers and cultivators is, in the past where they didn't have time to really take care of their plants and make sure they didn't have any pest outbreaks, now one operator, instead of managing 30 or 40 trays worth of canopy, now they can manage up to 100, 120 trays of canopy, because the software takes care of the typical operational manual labor activity, so they don't have to bother with that anymore. So they stay out of the room. So they're not in the room unless they're in there servicing the plants, and there you're either training or trimming the lower leaves that aren't productive anymore, or you're really making sure your buds are well taken care of. So we find that not having people in the grow rooms eliminates the second major pest vector, which is humans. So as you come in and out of the rooms, you're either opening the door, but you're introducing with your own clothing, whatever you may have picked up outside as you bring that inside. So that's another pest vector that gets eliminated. So inherently, aeroponics is pesticide-free, because there is no introduction of a pest in the grow process, but it's not sufficient. You still have to have good business management processes to keep your grows clean and keep them pest-free. Now, as you move to a greenhouse or an outdoor kind of an activity, greenhouse activity really for us, you still have the same issues of managing your airflow, managing your maybe pest process, in addition to the advantages we give you. But we find our customers are very satisfied with their ability to minimize the things they have to do with taking care of pests or outbreaks that come up.
Great. We'll get into that a little bit next on the next segment. We do need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be with Phil Gibson, President of Marketing with Essence. During the break, please check out their website, EssenceGrows.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Blunt Business Radio on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting, and we have been speaking with Phil Gibson, Vice President of Marketing with ASIN. During the break, I hope you guys had a chance to look at the website and look at some of the root system. Just gorgeous, outstanding root zone control and all kinds of great information on the website. So, Phil, welcome back. Tell me about automation and how that matters and why someone should reach out to you and talk to you about employing your system.
Well, you know, automation is the thing that makes it easy for you. It ties together the sensors, the system management, the to-do lists of how do you go operate your grow. So the operators get a list of things to go do. It's fully automated in that process. It gives you analytics to track how things are, but it really is just ease of use. So the remote access of being able to look at your grow, monitor all your equipment from the outside, keeps you out of the room, so you're not in your grow rooms. The other aspect of that is that if anything goes out of your planned grow schedule, you get notified. So you get a text message on your phone that says, okay, you need to go to a room and update nutrients. You need to go to a room because the light in this one fixture is not working correctly. But it gives you a lot of feedback about what's going on in your room with a to-do list to make the whole management process easier.
Okay, and is it pretty technical, or would you say that the training you guys provide, do you say that people, cultivators, can pick up on it pretty easily?
Yeah, and we always come in and stand up any set of equipment for somebody in their grow, make sure it's operating, make sure the water's flowing, and the software is fully operational. And we can remote access work with you to make sure we can tune grows with you. So a lot of the taking advantage of the cloud really makes the process easy. The user interface is very straightforward. It's not complex. There's no coding involved anywhere. It's just a matter of reading the tabbed menu of what topic you want to work on and click into it. All the buttons are already preloaded and checked, but you can then start to customize and tune from there as you want to. So you can interrogate any one machine, configure that one machine exactly the way you want to change something, and you press save, and that grow environment is now loaded. So at that point, you can just press start, and it will begin operating and do everything for you.
Okay, and is there a part of the country that you're nervous about or you wouldn't prefer to cultivate using aeroponics, say, for example, in Florida with humidity, or maybe in Colorado where you're dealing with the opposite of that? Any place in the country that makes you nervous and you think that aeroponics wouldn't be successful?
No, because you really do have controls. That's a key part of your solution for indoor growing. And all of those feeds come into your Guardian Grow Manager recipe, and so you can control all of those systems from the same interface, turn them on, turn them off, monitor their performance. And so we tend to work with a lot of vendors to integrate their APIs so we can control their inputs, or at least be notified of what they're doing in the environment. So I think environmental controls let us go address those things for pretty much any region of the country. It is a trade-off for energy. That's really the one trade-off. You do have to have a good solid power grid. And because it is aeroponics with all of these sensor-based electronic systems, you do need backup power.
Are you nervous about any kind of pests getting in with a greenhouse and things like that? Or do you just check active exhaust and make sure that that's not a risk? Or are there different safeguards that you have to use with aeroponics in a greenhouse?
Now, there's nothing unique about aeroponics from managing it versus managing a standard grow. So it's really we're the furniture that goes into a house. How you manage the house to make sure that the roof works and that it doesn't leak and things like that is really up to the grower. So that's probably a point where we don't go further.
And Guardian is the name of your Grow Manager automation software. Is that a part of every grow, and do you have resistance with people asking for that, or do they completely understand, look, this automation puts you in charge, it puts you in control, this is really the only way to do it?
It is an integrated part of the system. We do have customers that are regularly now discovering what the Guardian Grow Manager does and asking, well, I don't necessarily want to buy the equipment and the capital infrastructure for growing because I like to grow in my trays or I've got my system outfitted. Can I use your software to manage it? And we're in the customization business today, where it's really a symbiotic relationship between the system, the platform that delivers the service for you to grow plants, and the software that helps you manage those grow process and your business of being profitable. So that's really the business we're in today.
As consultants, we have challenges with sometimes, educating the client and presenting with all the information, and then understanding where budget or otherwise, or just lack of faith, where they're wanting to try things in a step-by-step manner. Lights are an example where if a new LED comes on the market, we'll run the analysis for our client and say, well, this is the cost of it, and here's what the marketing says, and we're kind of balancing that, and they say, well, okay, let's try these lights in a couple of grow spaces, a couple of rooms. Have you ever been in a situation where you're using aeroponics on one side of the grow and soil in another part, and you're comparing those to make sure that aeroponics is the way before someone switches over, or do they just switch over to aeroponics and just go full steam ahead?
No, I mean, everybody's rational about it. It's a new technology. They want to be comfortable that this is as good as the studies read, because everybody wants to prove it to themselves. Some things are so hard to, they're so good, they're too hard to believe. And that's where aeroponics yields are right now. So we do a lot of start up with a customer with, they take one room, put in one column of machines. And so for a $30,000 investment, they get enough bud harvest out of the first turn to get $36,000 in revenue back out of it. So it literally pays for itself. It grows, and they do that side by side with their own grows. And it doesn't take you more than 2 weeks to look at the plant side by side and go, oh my goodness, look at the growth on this side versus that side.
Well, particularly the roots, right? I bet that's just shocking. You're like, oh my gosh, these roots are filling up the entire, look at this space. If this was a pot, they would be busting out of the bottom of it.
Yes, and you're not having to deal with moving between tubs. You're not dealing with hydrant balls falling everywhere. You're not, and harvest is really where the acceleration comes. So the velocity of growth is there, but the harvest cycle, you literally cut the root of the plant, hang your buds, let them start the drying process. You grab the root ball, throw it in the trash can. It takes the roots with it. You open the lid. You spray down the tub for any roots that might have gotten away in the tub. You might choose to wipe it down with a hydrogen peroxide bath, which is part of the standard process that we do every 3 days to keep the roots clean. But you spray it down, pull out the roots that might have gotten stuck in there, and you're ready to go back into production. You've lowered the lid, load your water, pH neutralizes, and you're right back in production the same day. Nobody else can turn a room like that.
And with aeroponics, is there any other efficiencies that we're missing? You know, for example, can I use less CO2? CO2 is one of the things that we find when we're consulting on a cultivation center, looking at, you know, just how that's actually being wasted, what the client thinks they're putting into the plant, and what's actually reaching them. Are there any ways to cut cost, CO2 or otherwise, with aeroponics?
Well, certainly you're using about 5% of the water that you'd use versus soil. You're using about 30% of the nutrients versus soil, so you've got some inherent really huge advantages from an operational cost standpoint. Much lower labor when you're working with aeroponics, because you're not having to do as much soil maintenance and work with the plants. So those things are kind of basically part of the system. You do have to inject carbon dioxide into these grows because they are growing so fast, and the photosynthesis process is working so quickly, you can deplete a room. So it is important to have very good airflow and to consider injecting CO into the process. But the denser the grow, the more that's necessary in any case. But we do try to work with consulting and coaching people in terms of having the best output for their grows and the best way to set it up. So we definitely recommend that kind of process.
Well, in essence, you guys do so much. You have 50% of your businesses in the cannabis space. I applaud that. I really love it, because a lot of people are just trying to get in here, but you have references and things like that, and you have so much proof in your own data. People would be happy to see that instead of kind of being a guinea pig, if you will. But when you go to your website, aessencegrows.com, you can see that you've got the software system. That's fine. But you go all the way into cloning and vegging system, bloom grow system, and then your guys are also into lighting. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Sure. We're kind of agnostic when it comes to lighting. We're happy to work with existing infrastructures if people already have their lighting outfitted, but we certainly do quote and give people options for bundled lighting as part of the systems. We offer a full range of older HPS lights, CMH lights, LED bar lights, and LED panel lights. And we do try to spec those as accurately as possible, really from a Silicon Valley engineering standpoint. So you can get the right level of PPFD photo output to your canopy level and make sure that you're getting the best cost per ounce of bud that you get out of your facility. But that is really what it's all about, is how many grams per watt per year can you get out of a facility per square foot? And that is what we try to drive, is those kind of metrics. So we definitely see that we can improve people's operating profit levels and really their performance as a business by helping them automate those processes.
Well, and you have a lot of benchmark studies on your website. There's so much information on there. I do invite our listeners to go. aessencegrows.com is how it's spelled. Go there, Essence. There's plenty of things to learn about, and if you're being introduced to aeroponics, this is a phenomenal place to start. Phil, I do need to cut this off. This has been an enlightening conversation for us, and just so much information. I do want to encourage people to continue their education and visit your website and give you guys a call. Phil, give us a quick breakdown of how someone can reach out to you.
Well, certainly that is the best way, is the website, of course. You also can touch us and follow us on Twitter. So we're at Addison's Grows is our handle on Twitter. We try to keep that active as well. We're on Instagram with steady videos of demonstrations and shows of the different grows and plants and things that we have there. Personally, my email address is pgibson, P-G-I-B-S-O-N, at essencegrows.com, and my personal phone number is 669-261-3086, and I'd love to talk to anybody about their grow plans and maybe comparison with what they're doing today and how they might be more successful.
Well, Phil, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm glad you didn't retire, and I appreciate what you're doing for the industry.
Sounds great. Looks like a lot of fun, and I look forward to hearing this online somewhere.
And thank you all for joining us for this edition of Blunt Business. You can download episodes of our program by going to CannabisRadio.com, BluntBusinessRadio.com, or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and now iHeartRadio. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.